Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 21. As all my Bitcoin friends out there will know, the number 21 is very special to us because this signifies the 21 million coin hard cap of the Bitcoin supply. So I thought I'd try something a little bit different today, just throw out a little experiment and go way back into the archives to one of the first ever blog posts that I actually wrote about Bitcoin. This was back in December 2020. Which is an interesting time for me because this is right as I was starting to finally get it. After a few years of really just scrambling around in crypto and not really knowing the significance that Bitcoin had on a historical level in terms of changing how money works in the world and using gold as a measuring stick for that. So I think you'll really enjoy this article, and I will be sure to leave it in the show notes for anyone that just wants to read it straight from the blog. And without further ado, I'll jump straight in. This article is called Why Bitcoin is Gold 2.0. There are about 21 million ways I could tackle this one. So today I'm going to focus on just one of the main concepts that I believe is critical to understand: the case for Bitcoin supplanting gold as the world's go-to store of value. What do I mean by this? First, we need to understand what has made gold the pinnacle store of value asset for thousands of years. Let's review a brilliant video done by one of the most well-respected gold proponents alive today, Mike Maloney. And I'll leave this video in the show notes for people. I thought about cutting that part out during the read, but I really want to recommend this video to you guys because it's excellent. It's really just walks through the history of money and how gold brought all these good times of prosperity because people were able to store their value in something that couldn't be stolen versus fiat money, which is something we talk about a lot on this show. And during fiat money times, things were terrible and people got poor. There was very little prosperity, and there was just a very clear correlation to human happiness with the type of money that was being used. And I'll throw in the show notes, won't get too far off in the weeds there, but highly recommend it. So let's get back to the article. Gold is valuable because it holds the following six characteristics. Number one, exchangeability. You can trade it for valuable things. Number two, portability. You can carry it around as a bar, a coin, a gold chain, etc. Number three, durability. It's incredibly strong. Number four, divisibility. You can split it into different sizes of bars, coins, etc. Number five, fungibility. Two gold bars of the same size hold the same amount of value. Number six, and the most important trait of all, store of value. Its scarcity makes people want to hold on to it since there is a finite supply. It can't be devalued from jacking up the supply. Every government currency on the planet. That's what I wrote, so I tried to act it out. Okay. So now we understand why gold has been deeply valued by humans for over 5,000 years. But how does Bitcoin compare? Let's pit our two gladiators against each other using the six characteristics from above as our measuring stick. Gold versus Bitcoin, running it back. Number one, exchangeability. Can you name a single retailer you've seen in the last year that would accept a bar of gold as payment? I can give you a dozen off the top of my head that I've personally seen that will happily exchange their goods or services for Bitcoin, including the very house I'm reading this to you from right now. The owner's a Bitcoiner. Shout out to Jose. Not to mention entire countries like El Salvador, which are declaring Bitcoin as a legal tender, where you can use it to buy everything everywhere. And this is all while Bitcoin is still in its extremely early, rapid value growth phase, where peer-to-peer transactions aren't even a primary use case yet. Exchangeability winner, Bitcoin. Number two, portability. Who the heck carries a bar of gold around to buy things? And even if they did, which vendors would accept as payment? Almost nobody. And don't get me started on the cost of transport if you're a large financial institution trying to move your stash between states or internationally. It's a total nightmare. Bitcoin, in comparison, lives on your phone, computer, or other wallet-supporting device. No armored truck, bodyguards, or paranoia required. Portability winner, Bitcoin. Number three, Durability. Gold is pretty darn durable, but so is Bitcoin, just in a different way. It's been going strong for 15 years now, all while thwarting every attempt by governments, hackers, etc. to break it. I'm going to give Bitcoin the edge here, because since your private once your private keys are secured, or in unfortunate cases lost, those coins are as good as untouchable. Just ask this poor soul how hard it is to retrieve your Bitcoin without the private keys. And I linked a video here of a dude digging through a garbage dump because he lost his laptop with $200 million worth of Bitcoin on it he bought several years prior. And yeah, don't do that. If you have some Bitcoin on a hard drive somewhere, this is a classic story, unfortunately. Almost everyone that was buying it in the early days had no idea how valuable it was, so they just lost track of it, and now they're kicking themselves. So that shows that there is no way to get this back once it's gone. And similarly, on the less depressing side, there's no way to steal it. If someone has it and they do a good job of storing it, it's a little bit of a off in the weeds on like the actual cryptography used to create that. But you can feel extremely safe. You can't just hack Bitcoin. It's very, very complicated, extreme amount of permutations. But yeah, that's a story for another day. Back to the article. The durability winner is Bitcoin. Number four, divisibility. Gold can only be split up into so many tiny flakes, which obviously gets very difficult to measure in a reliable way. Bitcoin is digital and can therefore be divided directly by math all the way down to a single Satoshi, which is 1/100 millionth of a Bitcoin with perfect precision. Divisibility winner, Bitcoin. Number five, fungibility. Gold has been debased through history by bureaucrats and greedy governments looking to stretch out their power over the financial system. Take ancient Athens, for example, who back in 434 BC simply poured copper, a cheap metal, into their big sturdy pot of gold to artificially expand their supply so they could build a bigger military. This issue of two different chunks of gold having different levels of purity creates all kinds of problems. Of course, this purity can always be tested in a dispute, but this is an additional hoop to jump through that Bitcoin will never have to worry about. Bitcoin is legitimized by the very blockchain network it operates on, since every transaction in its entire history is permanently recorded for the world to see. Fungibility winner, Bitcoin. Number six, store value. Long-term value is guided by supply and demand. Gold supply will increase as mining technology improves on Earth, and just wait until interplanetary space travel becomes a thing. Asteroids are packed with gold, which could jack up the supply once tapped. Bitcoin, on the other hand, has an indisputable hard cap of 21 million coins, and this is set in stone. If you've ever taken an economics class, you know that fixed supply plus increasing demand equals increasing price over the long term. You can't get any safer than Bitcoin from an investment standpoint. It's the hardest money ever created. Store of value winner, Bitcoin. And there you have it, friends. A bang-up crash course on why Bitcoin is primed to step up as the new and improved gold 2.0, which has been developed from the ground up to integrate seamlessly with a world that's clearly going digital. And that's all I'm going to dump on you today. I strongly encourage you to take some time to isolate your brain power onto this gold versus Bitcoin discussion and use it as a foundation to tiptoe into the rabbit hole of how Bitcoin is flipping the whole world on its head. If you're interested in learning more, I highly recommend you check out the Motherlode due diligence compilation, whybitcoinonly.com. That should give you enough to chew on for a while. And with that, we wrap up my article from December 10th, 2020, Why Bitcoin is Gold 2.0, with just a couple of little tweaks and dates and things I put in there. And I really hope y'all enjoyed it. That's episode 21 in the books for you. Happy we could celebrate the Bitcoin's favorite number with you all. And I'll put that link in the show notes to the blog post if you want to read it there or share it around to friends. Appreciate you as always, guys. Thank you for coming by to listen to the podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode.